Marcus.
Good
Hey, Marcus.
evening.
Hey, good evening.
He's not on yet.
Okay, I had problems trying to get him.
Well, actually, I am.
Oh,
okay.
Mr. Long.
Good evening. I did have difficulty getting on, but I'm on now.
Yay!
Yeah, I did too. I had to try about four or five times to get on.
Yeah, and it just didn't ring, I know.
Mm-hmm.
I've had that happen once in a while, but it's not often.
Mm-hmm.
So let us begin. We're going to start with Pasuk 46 on section 8 of Parsha Lech Lecha from the Sulam commentary on the Zohar. And I'll start with the L'shem Yichud. L'shem Yichud, Kudsha Barichu, Ishkinte, Bidhilu, Urchimu, Udhilu, Udhilu, Urchimu. Le'akta, L'shem, Yudhe, Bavavhe, Yichuda, Shalim, L'shem, Kol Yisrael. Limud Torah Mitzvah, La'asok Torah Mitzvah. Vayhino Amadunai Eloheinu, Aleinu Ma'asei Yadeinu, Kanenei Aleinu, Ma'asei Yadeinu, Kanenehu. Dikti vayikach Avram et Sarai, Ishto v'gomer, Dagufa de'ihi legabei, Bishmata k'nukba, legabei dekura, Be'edlot ben achiv, Da nachash de'la adei, Kol kach min gufa, begin di dvakuta, te gufa la adin adiyu, kol kach min eya, aval itaruta, te nishmata, al keileya. Tadir v'yatre v'yav yokach le'yach v'kafif le'yach al karchayo karchaya v'la yakil l'shalta'a The translation. And it is written, and Avram took Sarah, his wife, Sarah, his wife, refers to the body, which in comparison to the soul is like the female toward the male. And Lot, his brother's son, refers to the serpent that does not completely leave the body, even after the 13 years. Because the clinging of the body is not entirely gone from it. Nevertheless, the arousal of the soul strikes it always, warns and reproves it, and forces it to obey so that it cannot take control anymore. My commentary. This pasuk is describing a three-way relationship. There is a body, there is a soul, and there is a serpent. We learn generally that when the body listens to the serpent, it becomes less healthy, it loses years of life due to extreme negative actions. The opposite is true when the body listens to the soul. It becomes healthier and regains years of life in strong actions. The important words are the arousal of the soul strikes it. What is it, the body or the serpent? It is the serpent that is struck. The serpent is being forced against its will to support the decisions of the body when it listens to the soul. The opposite is also true according to the Kabbalah's teaching. The soul is the good inclination. This is my opinion. Questions, comments, thoughts.
So when was, I forget when Abram was circumcised. That was when they were over in near Sodom and Gomorrah, when Lot and they split. Was Lot circumcised as well at that time before he left?
Lot was circumcised with at the same time that Abraham was circumcised at the age of 99.
He was circumcised,
and everyone in his camp and his retinue and his family, everyone was circumcised. So Ishmael at that time was 13 years old, and so the Arabs circumcised their children at the age of 13.
Wow, okay.
So you have this whole pattern. The Lot was part of that community at that time.
Mm-hmm.
Then there was the separation of Lot from Avram, or now he was, and it was then there was the birth of Isaac. No, actually, there was the birth of Isaac, which had his circumcision, and then there was the separation of Lot after the birth of Isaac.
Okay. So when you said that the soul strikes the satan, is that would be a strike when they circumcise themselves. So striking back at satan, which doesn't have complete control of the body at that point, even though they were much older when they were circumcised. Okay.
Correct. Now, the circumcision, we'll discuss it at great length. The last section in the Parsha of Lech Lecha is about circumcision, and I think it's like 30 or 40 verses long.
Wow. Okay.
So we'll discuss it in more detail, but essentially the end of the body is the foreskin.
Right.
Even though you perceive that the legs and the feet are the end of the body, it's actually what's the end of the body is considered the foreskin. And that is the home, being the end of something, is the home of the satan. Being the end of something, you are coming to an end. End represents limitation, and limitation is always satan. So when someone is circumcised, the satan is being removed from the body, but it's not completely removed.
Right.
It's just power becomes lessened. But then you go through a period of 13 years where you're only listening to the satan. And then you have this period where the ruach comes in. And now you have a good inclination and an evil inclination.
Mm-hmm.
The evil inclination is satan. The good inclination, in my opinion, is the ruach. And the body's consciousness makes choices between the two pieces of advice. The good inclination that says do mitzvot and help and share, and the negative inclination which tells you follow your desire to receive for oneself alone. So this verse
basically
is describing that the way you control the negative system is by striking it. And that is similar to the idea of striking by binding.
Mm-hmm.
You have to strike in order to bind, in order to become unified. It's a paradox. We've discussed it in the classes on binding by striking, and you can read about it in the handouts for those classes, basic class 5 and 6. But essentially, nothing really happens without a striking, which causes a binding, causes a unification. And that's the beginning of paradox.
So, and what I'm visualizing right now may not be the true visualization, but it's like the right side of the tree has come into a person's body at 12 or 13. Like that, you have part of the tree of life, which is the left side, because if Satan has complete control of your body until you're of 12 or 13, then you have part of the tree. And then when you reach that age, then the right side comes in, because now you have striked against Satan by binding him because of that, because of the age and of the circumcision as well. That makes sense. It's like you acquired your right.
It's a way of understanding it. If you look at a little boy, he's been circumcised. So the potential of the negative system has been reduced by that striking. The potential negativity has been reduced. Essentially, what is taken away from the boy is the energy of death. But you look at the body structure, he has a right side. He has a left side. But the point is, the Satan is in control of the right side of the body, meaning the right side of the tree of life.
Right.
But now when the Ruach comes in, he pushes out, he strikes the Satan and has it leave the right side of the body.
So we're seeing
similar things. It's really how you want to perceive and imagine what's taking place.
The Western world, they circumcised 8 days after
Correct.
The birth.
Correct.
So, yeah.
Actually, the Western world doesn't. The Jewish world does. The Western world, and so over the last 80 years or so, has circumcised a generation, but their circumcision is not complete.
Right.
So, some aspect of the Satan has been removed, some aspect of death has been removed, but not completely.
Well,
the Jewish world has three steps in the circumcision. The Western world only has two. The Arabs only have two, and they do it at the age of 13.
Well, some men are not circumcised at all.
Recent years more so than in earlier years. As I said, there was a movement about 80 years ago to circumcise everybody in America because of concerns of health.
Right.
But the Jewish world has been circumcising for 3,000 years.
Mm-hmm.
4,000 years, actually.
So those that are not circumcised, whatever age they are,
there's an energy of death within them that is never removed. The body is destined to die, whereas the circumcised body has the potential to not die. Now, that's not accepted scientifically.
Mm-hmm. Now, when you say die, are you talking physical death, or are you talking spiritual death?
Physical death.
That's no resurrection. Huh?
I'm talking physical death.
What happens on the spiritual side if they're not circumcised and they pass away, they die, and never been circumcised? What is that? Where does that leave them on the spiritual side? Do they get resurrected with potentials of into another body?
I have not read anything about that.
Okay.
So I cannot really say that they're not resurrected. They're reincarnated. Their soul is reincarnated. But there is a reason that the generations for the last 80 years in America were circumcised.
Mm-hmm.
There was a tikkun of that generation. And you can see how Satan has worked very hard for 80 years to make people think that it was unnecessary to do that.
Right.
There's been attacks on the process of Jewish circumcision throughout Europe over the centuries, even as late as, 5 years ago, there was an attempt in Poland to stop circumcision.
Mm-hmm.
And if you go online and listen to the arguments of people who are ignorant about reincarnation, about circumcision and why they do it, why it should be done, you listen to their arguments, it seems to be getting stronger. But that's because they never understand that the circumcision removes the energy of death from that child. Now, does that mean that the child doesn't die? As we look around, all of these people who've been circumcised for generations have died.
Right.
But on the potential level, they do not have to die.
Mm-hmm.
The problem is they don't know that.
No, that's very true. They don't know that.
Should I go on, or?
No,
you
yes, sir.
Answer the question.
No, sir. Go on.
Okay, we're at Pasuk 47. Well, I'm not sure we're going to finish 47 before we run out of time. But I will start it, because there's only two more verses in the section. Huyet kol rechusham asher akaso el ilen ovadim tavim tiaved barnash v'hai alma v'itaruta Ganishmata v'et ha-nefesh asher asu b'acharan Ha-hu nefesh dehavat dekad meta bid vekuta dehavrauta dehahiyo arla behade gufa seed atkin la levatar dehalevatar Dit le sar shenim ule la. Venishmata it arat la tana. Le gufa tar vaihu. Metak bin lehahu. Nefesh de mishtat fa. The hooked pa. Denachash the tauteya. Isha Ahidikti Ziet Hanefesh Asher Asu Bechayaran. The translation. And all their substance that they had gathered refers to the good deeds that a person performs in this world because of the awakening of the soul. And the souls, the nefesh, that they had made in Haran, refers to that nefesh which at first was attached to the foreskin of the body and clung to it, and which later was amended by the neshama. It is described by the words, and the nefesh that they had made in Haran, which referred to the craving nefesh, which feels great attachment to the lust of the body in the klipot. So after 13 years, when the neshama is aroused to amend the body, both the neshama and the body amend that nefesh that participated in the harsh judgments of the serpent and its evil desires. As it is written, and the nefesh that they had made in Haran, the reason why they had made is written in the plural is because it refers to the neshama and the body, which together amend the nefesh, the neshama by awakening the body and the body by its good deeds. Questions, comments, thoughts?
This just takes me back to, I think we had mentioned this some time back about how the body will be rewarded by the mitzvot that it helped, that it helped the soul perform. So they'll both be rewarded in the resurrection. That's why they come back into their bodies for the merits that they both perform together.
Correct.
So, and I mean, that's what I got out of what you just said, and we had spoke about it, you know, before you read that portion about how the nefesh has control.
This pasuk is teaching more clearly that the body has the satan within it, but when the ruach comes into the body, there's the opportunity to control the lust and do more mitzvot and create more reward. I don't like the word reward. More of the positive effect of the mitzvot.
Right. And so it really really binds my thoughts of how the soul needs a vessel so that it can do misvotes. You know, they
correct.
Both need each other to be able to
absolutely.
Accomplish that. That
absolutely.
That beautiful
path. The soul needs the body to do mitzvot. The body needs the soul to teach it to do mitzvot.
Right. Right. So it's a union. You know, it's a union. They do absolutely become one.
Correct.
And performing the, you know. Pretty interesting.
It is interesting. The first time I read these verses, they were very mind-opening.
Right. That's right. And, you know, when you say the end of the body is
the foreskin.
The foreskin. Yeah. You know, I've never thought of it about you know, that way. And I think back, it's like Yesod. That's the union between Malkut and Yesod is joining, you know, into Zeron Pin. So that makes a lot of sense. You know, it's like a marital relationship.
Correct. Exactly what it is.
Yeah, I've never thought that way. Like you said, the legs or the ends of the body would be the toes, you know, really and truly, your toes.
When you first learn Kabbalah, which the first few classes, you're told what you're going to learn in Kabbalah is a different way of thinking.
So,
and it gives you a different perspective on life.
Yeah, you would think that, and looking at the Tree of Life and the Sephiroth, that is the body. I mean, and the end of that body is Yesod, so which is the male organ per se.
Right.
So, yeah.
Also the female organ, and that's why we teach that the male organ has two parts. One part is always concealed within the vagina, within the female
mm-hmm.
organ.
Right.
But when we do a negative action, it separates. And so the flow to the physical world gets changed.
Right. Wow. So what are our legs supposed for? Just to carry us around and do our movement? Okay.
Shalom to all.
Shalom. Bye, Brandy.